In studio with me this morning are folks from Springfield News Leader and from Harmony House. Felicia Rose, who is the volunteer coordinator at Harmony House Family Violence Prevention Center, is here because the News Leader is once again doing a photography auction and sale, the Best of 2016 photo show. It will be next Friday, a week from tonight, Friday, March 3rd, 5:30 to 8 p.m. upstairs at Springfield Brewing Company at 301 to 305 South Market, that big building there. And you'll be able to take home one of the News Leader's best photographs from 2016. And one of the photographers on the staff, Guillermo Hernandez Martinez, is here along with reporter Greg Holman. And this is just the second year of this, or have there been more years for this to take place?
Yeah, this is the second year that we're doing it.
Because you were here last year to talk about it.
Yep. And thank you very much for having us. We really, really appreciate being here, and we're very excited for it. We have really, really cool photos, and we're very excited that every single dollar that is donated is going to go straight to Harmony House, which is celebrating their new building, thankfully.
This was great timing because Harmony House just this week has moved into a new building. Where is the new location?
The new location is out by Battlefield and 65, so over there in that really good area.
And what kind of amenities do you now have that you didn't have in your old facility?
Well, it's not so much what we do have versus what we don't have. It's that the space that we now operate in.
I consider space an amenity.
Yeah, definitely much more designed for the purpose of what we're doing.
Right.
You know, like
designed specifically for the purpose.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so we're able to have a much nicer space for the residents. And a big thing that's different between now versus then is that now it's a place of healing. It's a place of rest. It's a place of people walking in the door and being like, oh my gosh, I can do this. This is a good place to be, you know, rather than at our old location. Where that feeling just was very much not there.
Well, all right. Now, Greg, you were going to talk about what? Since you're, because I'm certainly going to ask Guillermo about the photo. Why are you here? I want to ask Guillermo about the photos.
The News Leader has a strong commitment in our editorial agenda to work with community partners to end domestic violence. So, in part of our, you know, wanting to get out the message that we have a great trio of staff photographers who do awesome work, it was a wonderful opportunity to blend that in with that editorial agenda. So that's why we've been doing this. You know, we have smaller prints that we're going to sell for $15 a piece and larger ones that are going to be on an auction. So if you take those home, your purchase totally benefits Harmony House. And that's really where this comes from.
Now, these will not only be direct purchase, but also on an auction basis?
Yeah, the larger ones are 16 by 24. We have them all framed up. I'm actually going to go fetch them right after this interview.
Right.
And so people can bid for those.
All right. And, Guillermo, you were one of three staff photographers at the News Leader. And
yes.
Who are the other two that are represented?
It is Nathan Papes, who's been in the paper for, I think, 7 years or so now, and Andrew Jansen, who came on board late 2015. We all have three or four photos in the show, and we're all just very, very excited, you know, once again to be able to meet the community face-to-face and show and talk about our work and, like, have that benefit, you know, the whole community.
Yeah, there are, of course, the reporters also take photos, you know,
like Greg's
cell phones.
iPhone photos are not in this show. No, I can assure everybody that's a good thing.
The newspaper still has three full-time staff photographers who, as you say, do, you know, not to toot your own horn too much, but you do sterling work.
Thank
what
you.
What kind of subject matter are we talking about? There are a total of 10 photos that are represented.
Yes, there are 10 photos and they range from a little bit of everything. You know, there's some sports, there's some that are just like, you know, visually pleasing photos of a road. We have some lion cubs that are really cute. But we also have a celebration of Veterans Day.
Right.
We just, you know, we cover so many events around the community all year. And so our photos just kind of run the gamut from every subject.
Now, in addition to the News Leader, there is sponsorship for this Best of 2016 photo show from Bedford Camera and Video. So
yes, they provided the photos.
Yeah,
they provided the prints, and we're also been very happy to work with Bruco and with National Art Shop, who helped us out with venue and framing. And I just think it underscores, you know, the importance of this issue and the importance that Harmony House has in Springfield and in, you know, the whole of Greene County, that people are willing to say, we will, you know, we will help you out, we will contribute no matter, you know, what it costs us.
Anybody know how much money was raised at last year?
Yeah, we raised a little bit over $1,500, which, you know, is was good for the first year, and we're hoping to do a lot more than that. And just because Harmony House has a new building, the need doesn't end. So
probably grows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Because our bed count grows with the new building.
Well, and I think one thing I don't know that we've said so far is that Harmony House is the only domestic violence shelter that we have.
And we need to get into that.
People are really leaning on that. And I think Felicia could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yes.
Well, basically, Harmony House, we are the oldest domestic violence shelter in the state, and we are actually now the largest as well. And we are the only one for the Greene County, and we're definitely the largest in the area. So the other larger ones are kind of in the Kansas City, St. Louis regions. So everybody, like, in our facility is in current danger of specifically domestic violence. So it's not like they were dealing with it 5 years ago and today they're just homeless. It's like right here, right now, the situation is occurring, and they could literally risk their life if they choose to return home. And we don't just shelter women anymore. We shelter men and we shelter children. You know, like a mom and her kids or dad and his kids. And so we're expanding from 110 over the course of the next several months to about 160 that we'll be able to shelter. So the need is definitely still there.
So Harmony House is now even larger than any of the shelters in the Kansas City or St. Louis areas, or?
I believe so, yes, because we were the second largest before we moved.
What, you know, not to put a negative twist on it, what does that say about this particular area and the level of domestic violence that takes place around here?
Well, Greene County does have, like, one of the highest, if not the highest, rates of domestic violence per capita than anywhere else in the state. So it is very, very high here. But the beautiful thing, too, about the fact that the communities come behind us and supports us the way they do, you know, that shows that we are dealing with a lot of domestic violence, and it is a very serious thing that people are losing their lives over on a regular basis. We have a community that says, this isn't okay. We're not going to deal with this, and we're going to start taking action. And that's one of the things the news leader does with us all the time, and it's amazing.
As the news leader is putting a great emphasis and focus on domestic violence.
We have a reporter, Jackie Raywald, who's devoted to all the social causes coverage, and regularly she's working on stories when Harmony House breaks news.
Yes.
So this is definitely not just on the opinion page.
Right. Exactly. This takes place throughout the newspaper in news stories that people are seeing basically every day. And it's the photography, though. Again, we can talk about the level of our artistry in the photographs. This isn't just, again, somebody, a reporter fumbling with, because I know about that myself from my own experience. You know, the KSMU.org website is basically radio with pictures. You know, we have to provide a visual element for all the pieces and stories and features that we put on the website. And I know all about fumbling with a cell phone and taking lousy pictures with a cell phone. What the three staff photographers at the News Leader do is on a different level altogether.
Yeah, we've been very lucky to have editors committed to hiring people who have visual talent.
Yes.
And bringing people who are committed. Like, my two colleagues are really talented. They've been here for, you know, Nathan has been here for over 6 years, 7 years, and they just go out every day and, you know, try to make the best picture to showcase whatever news or, you know, whatever story that we're doing. And I think it does bring, like, an extra level of, I don't know, like, I don't want to say content, but just a better engagement with people when they pick up their newspaper or they go online to see it. And we're just happy that, you know, it has gotten feedback. People showed up last year in good numbers, and they provided good contributions that went to Harmony House. And we're hoping that's the case again, hopefully a little bit more.
let's grow it this year. The News Leader Best of 2016 photo show and sale and auction to benefit Harmony House. In fact, 100% of the proceeds will go to Harmony House. It is next Friday, March the 3rd, 5:30 to 8 p.m. in the upstairs space at Springfield Brewing Company on Market Street in downtown.
Which I should say, that's during First Friday Art Walk.
Yes,
so
it is.
A bunch of you will be down there already.
Right.
So come by.
Again, it's a great time to do it because you're actually doing this during First Friday Art Walk, and there will be 10 great photographs from the past year. Who selects by the way? Which ones get chosen for this?
We do it as a photo staff. We get together. We kind of narrow down our own like selections, and then we just get together one afternoon and say, okay, these are the best four or three that each one has, and then we pick the ones that we actually want. You know, we consider, you know, what will be pleasing to people, but also just like our favorite, or you know, the closest ones to our heart.
Well, there will be 10 photos. They will be available for direct sale in what size prints? The small prints are?
Those are 8 by 12s.
An 8 by 12 for how much?
$15.
$15 a piece. And then there will be larger prints of these photos that will be up for auction. And you're asked to bid early and often and bid a lot of money for these things because you're helping Harmony House and their efforts to protect area citizens from domestic violence and provide a shelter for domestic violence victims with the help of Bedford Camera and Video, which has provided the prints for this event and did so last year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did.
There is a Facebook page, Springfield News Leader /events, that has information. It's not on the main website of newsleader.com, but it will be, and you will probably have it in
right.
the weekend section.
I was going to say, you guys can watch for the Monday paper where Ozark's Exposure normally is, and in the Thursday weekend section in print, and so there will also be some online things this coming week.
All right. Very good. Well, anything anyone needs to add to this, do you think?
I just want to, you know, reemphasize that 100% of the money that people donate is going straight to Harmony House.
And you raised $1,500 for Harmony House on the first the best of 2015 last year. So go ahead.
And I would like to point out that Harmony House does rely a great deal on donation dollars and from events like this. Like we are a lot of people think, oh, well, grants fund us, and they do fund a portion of us, but they don't fund the majority of us. And so we do depend on these events quite a bit.
And of course, they're now in a new facility out near a Battlefield in 65 and hoping to get to a total of 160 beds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're at 110 right now.
Right.
And so they need all the money they can get, actually. So come out to Springfield Brewing Company during the first Friday Art Walk, next Friday the 3rd from 5:30 to 8, the News Leader Best of 2016 Photo Show, to both buy small prints directly and bid at auction on larger prints from 10 of the best photographs chosen by the three-person News Leader photographer staff. And again, you can right now go to facebook.com/Springfield News Leader/events and find details about this. And I believe there are some pictures from last year or from the 2015 competition, but the show.
Are they this year's? The ones from this year.
Okay. All right. Very good. So they're actually the current ones. You can see a few of them there. And there will be information Monday and next Thursday in the Springfield News Leader. Well, that's it, then. I want to thank Felicia Rose, who is the volunteer coordinator at Harmony House, and Guillermo Hernandez Martinez, who is one of the three News Leader photographers whose photos will be featured and be sold to help Harmony House next Friday, and Greg Holman, one of the reporters at the News Leader, who is helping spearhead this as well. Thanks a lot, folks. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
And you do it again next year. We'll have you back. All right. Thanks.
Great.
Thank you.